Hello, my name's Paul Harvey. Welcome to M&IT Talks. I'm here today with Chris Skeet, the chair of the Business Visits and Events Partnership, otherwise known as the BVEP. The BVEP's just published its strategic plan of work for the next year. And Chris, you're here to talk about it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for the invitation again. And I can't believe it's about 9 months since we last had a chat when I took over as chair of the BVEP.
So you were elected at the beginning of the year. And so I guess this strategic plan of work is setting out your stall, as it were. Is that right?
It is. And it's more of a consolidation of all the good work that's happened before. So as we mentioned back in, I think it was January, we were looking at reaching out to the partners to create this open and inclusive structure. We want to be very open to all, and the partners individually have been doing brilliant jobs within their own communities, whether that be on advocacy or whether that be on sustainability or whether that be on various different initiatives specific to the markets that they serve. And I think I used the line last time, we should celebrate our diversity and all the different associations that there are. You know, they've proved their worth throughout the pandemic. They've all survived, which proves to me that they're delivering value to their members. And the purpose of the strategic plan of work really was to sort of, you know, have a little bit of a stop and a check. You know, we've all coming out of the pandemic. We've all been doing things that we maybe hadn't been doing before. Advocacy is obviously the top of everybody's agenda. You know, the fight for attention, the fight to be recognised. And the plan of work was our moment in time to sit back. We did a membership survey. We asked all the partners, you know, in, you know, the infamous, you know, what should we start doing? What should we stop doing? What should we change doing? I'm delighted to report that under the, you know, the great guidance of the BVEP executive, we were pretty much on a really good course already. And the strategic plan of work actually is just more of a description of and reinforcement about our place to be the, you know, the go-to organization for government, for DMOs, for officials, so where they can get the credible information from the industry, and we signpost to all the wonderful sectors that there are within UK events. So if we have an inquiry about outdoor, we can direct them to NOAA or EIF. If you have an inquiry about trade exhibitions, that goes to EIA for AEOA, VNSA. So we're a really good signpost. And then what we did with the part of it is looked at the different working groups that we have. You know, are they still fit for purpose? And what they do is enable each of the associations, the partners, to share what they're doing, how they're developing, what they're working on. So we don't have to reinvent the wheel. And sometimes a partner's further ahead than another, so it helps other people pick up. And sometimes we can go faster together. But it's a very, you know, inclusive, sharing environment. And the strategic plan of work simply summarizes each of the groups, you know, what it is they're planning to do and how they're going to do it. So it did take quite a long time, a little bit longer than I expected, if I'm honest, because everybody's super busy. But the backdrop really was the BVEP executive have managed BVEP really well over recent years. And then we're very fortunate to have our working groups that are really effective. So the majority of the strategic plan of work is those chairs of those groups describing what it is that those groups are trying to achieve. And they achieve it by collaborating within all the different partner organizations. So, and I have to say, when you actually, we'll run with the ball, don't we? We'll run to the next thing, to the next event. But to have that moment to sit back and reflect and then write down in a single document, you know, your purpose and your culture and then the things that you're doing. Actually, you know, I personally think it made for really compelling reading. Can't take any of the credit. It was the chairs and the work of the partners that create that. But actually to sort of sit and reflect was actually, you know, quite a nice document to read.
Yeah, no, I mean, it really kind of focuses the mind and kind of helps you kind of see what it is that you've achieved, I guess. In terms of the strategic plan of work, I picked out a few themes from it, and being a journalist, I made them alliterative. So I picked out sustainability, 6 opcodes, and sector recognition, which seemed to be kind of like the three big themes that I thought were coming out of it. In terms of sector recognition, what would you like to achieve over the next year or so?
So I think a lot of it is this. You know, we all argue. I don't know if you read. There's a few pieces every time there's a crisis that we need to be recognised as a sector, and there's arguments about whether or not we're a medium or a media, and all those different things. And then we see, I think we've had our 12th Secretary of State in 11 years within DCMS. So all of these changes are a constant. But what we have to do as BVEP, I think, is we're doing the heavy yards. You know, we're doing the, you know, going to the invitations to meetings just to keep the awareness of the power of the whole events sector, our ability to drive the growth agenda for government, our ability to help with levelling up, because we've got event venues all over the UK, indoor, outdoor, meetings, conferences, trade exhibitions, all those different things. So in terms of recognition, and we know the government is not, it's not a big business, is it? It's a big business of big businesses. And it's not just, you know, like a simple UK base. It's like a massive organization of organizations. So you've got to keep the heavy yards. You've got to keep trying. You've got to keep reinforcing the messaging. So, yeah, I think we've got to carry on doing that. But I think what, in terms of what we can achieve over the next couple of years, we're very fortunate. There's been quite a few strategic changes within the way the government is engaging with the sector and the way that the sector is engaging with government. So we have the Events Industry Board working group, which has been was sort of separate. Now that's been integrated into the Tourism Industry Council. The Tourism Industry Council, whilst it has a tourism agenda, you know, a business tourist and a business event tourist and people that are leisure tourists are driving more revenue to the economy. So, you know, if we can take that angle with events driving, you know, business tourists and leisure tourists, and how much more part they play in driving the economy, that's really cool. So I think there's some strategic ways that we can engage with government, but talk a more of a language of solution with people. So the languages we're talking, you know, very much about are the part we can play in the growth agenda, the part we can play in the leveling up agenda. And I think going in with those conversations on solution-led conversations, you know, the government want to talk to associations, and what the BVEP enables us to do is they can go to one confident, independent, professional place from which we can then cascade any relevant information to any one of our partners, whether that's, say, the outdoor, indoor festivals, meetings, conferences, whichever it is, so that everybody's playing in the same place, but we've got that true independence that's been built up over, you know, decades. So more of that, but you're never going to win. It's not a marathon. It's not even an Ironman. It's more than that. It's a vocation. But we've got to keep talking and making a difference. And, you know, be seen, be heard, be understood. So you've just got to be seen. So we've just got to carry on with that. So the advocacy piece, the representation piece, is just to keep relaying to an ever changing, ever evolving set of government departments, government objectives, government people, ministers, shadow ministers, all those different things. You just got to keep, you know, reminding people about the value of the sector, how brilliant it is, how much it's driving growth. So, I think I probably now told it's a vocation. It's got to be a vocation to do these things, because you'll never fix it. It's not like a business plan where you go, I'm going to race from X to Y, because the outcomes are somewhat out of your hands, but hopefully you can, you really try to drive that recognition for the sector, that appreciation for the sector, and how we can help drive, you know, government agendas going forward.
I guess one of the important parts of sector recognition is the SIXOC codes. Is that right? And the part of your plan is to quickly adapt the new sector-specific codes.
Yeah, so I don't know how people are described these days, right? It's really complex. So they're not perfect. Okay. They're not perfect. But what this is interesting. So, you know, I'm not going to name all the names of the partners, but some partners were very advanced in conversations. So Plaza, very advanced in conversations and looking at SIC and SOC codes, and other people again also had done lots of good pieces of work. So through the partnership, we were able to share that best practice. Caroline Jackson, that runs the sort of the skills and talent agenda, was able to sort of pick those up. And interestingly, EIA, the organization that actually pays my wages, you know, we were able to provide some supporting collateral. So collectively, we came up with some really strong messaging, some really good marketing support to promote, you know, businesses, just to add in some common codes that are vaguely related to events. They're not perfect, but and the idea is the more people use those codes, and you can have a number of codes within your listings at Companies House. And then when those figures are aggregated together, hopefully we'll nudge up into a point where, you know, we're big, we're important, we need to be included on things. They're not perfect. The to change them again takes years and decades, but there are some codes that are reasonably okay. And the idea of the SIC and SOC code plan is to A, work to get them to be fit for purpose in the long term, but in the short term, let's adopt the codes as a sector on individual businesses so we can get this greater amplification of the value of all the different elements that we've got. So that's been that sort of campaign, and it still carries on. We still need to keep doing those things. So when those government departments run those reports, add up all the figures for all the different individual SIC and SOC codes, you know, we'll hopefully then stand out as a sector of significance. Carry on with your S's there, Paul. A sector of significance, so we can stand out a little bit more, rather than just being lost along with like business services or other, you know. So it's that kind of approach. So it's not perfect, but it's something, and it also is a way that we can just try and demonstrate this value of the sector.
I guess it's something that people just might not have considered or known too much about, because with the best will in the world, it is not the hottest, most interesting topic. But it is important. But I was just thinking on a super practical level, like, what do people have to do if they haven't signed up to the codes? How do you go about adopting the codes?
It takes seconds, right? You can have any number of codes, and you just go to Companies House, update, add those extra codes into your company description,
and that's all you have to do.
So it doesn't cost you anything apart from a moment of your time. I can't guarantee you get that time back in your life, but it's it's really, really worth it. So it really just takes seconds. And what we've done as associations is asked our members to, you know, just to go back. Go in there, update your, add these extra classifications on, because there's a reason why you've got the codes you've currently got, but add these extra ones in as well, and then we can all get looped in together. So it takes seconds, doesn't cost anything. And as you say, it's not the most interesting of topics, and most people's eyes glaze over if you mention SIC and SOC codes. But, you know, it's a little thing that potentially can have a massive difference.
Brilliant. We'll definitely try and encourage people to go and do that. I mean, that sounds like just a bit of a no-brainer, really. Also a no-brainer, sustainability. Everyone's talking about it. You can't get away from it. But you're going to be concentrating at the BVEP on the role business events can play in the journey to net zero.
Yeah, sustainability, in my eyes, is super simple, right? But the way of getting action is really quite difficult. So we have lots of practical things that people are doing. Look at IMEX as an example. Some of the things that they're doing, they're 15, 20 years into a sustainable journey, and they're doing things that are really quite advanced, but there's always more you can do. It's a bit like the representation bit. You're never going to get there, but you just got to carry on and continually improving. So must be 5 years ago now, IMEX came and did an opening keynote at an AEO forum talking about the things that they were doing, which is really good. So sharing best practice is one of the things that BVEP can do in terms of shining a light on excellence in the sector. It can also provide a platform for associations to share, partners to share the things that they're doing. So, you know, we within EIA have a sustainability hub. We have a series of commitments that people can make, whether you're an organizer, a venue, or a supplier. These are the things you can look at doing in your business, but it recognizes that you may start the journey, or you might be a rock star and you're really going to the end. So it's, you know, stuff that you could start to do, stuff that the improvers could do. There's always something you can do, even if you're doing things really, really well. So, but you've got to start your own journey, and you've got to start looking at things, and it shouldn't be scary. But there's a, the, you know, you've got to do things to effect change, and but people are at different paces. And I think that's one of the challenges that we face as a sector, that on the face of it, it looks really simple. On the face of it, everybody should be doing something. So on one layer, the BBEP can provide this conduit to share everything that people are doing. And then on the, almost like on the other end, you've got your UN SDGs, you've got your net zero, you've got your SME net zero stuff, and you've got organizations like Fiona Pelham and Positive Impact, who are doing some brilliant stuff with BASE and SME. You've got Jamie doing a thing with the Net Zero Carbon Events Initiative. And I was very lucky to go to the launch of that at COP26 last year. So you've got the net zero, which is, you know, sort of almost like, you know, the utopian situation of where you're going to get to. You've got, then you lump into the detail of scope 1, 2, 3 emissions, and all of a sudden it gets really complicated. So I think the other thing is, it's very different from an organizer to a venue to a supplier. It's very different from a festival to an outdoor event to a meeting to a exhibition venue. So all the different stakeholders are on their own journeys doing the things that they can impact. So there isn't, you know, it isn't just a case of buying a consultant and fixing it. You know, it's very much another vocation in my opinion. And I think what the BVP can do is bring together the brilliant work that our partners are doing and sharing those best practices and getting some quick wins. And we're also doing some work with Visit Britain. And again, you know, they're trying to create some consistency of approach, which is really good. But, you know, I think with the same, there's never a right or a wrong. Well, clearly there is if you're not recycling and, you know, not making any effort, but, you know, anything is a good thing. And it's never, even if you're the best organization in the world, it's never enough. You know, we have got a climate crisis. We have got to act. We have got to make all these differences, but then you've got to overlay that, you know, with trying to cut through the noise, cut through the commerciality, cut through the commercial companies that are trying to, you know, trying to help. And I think the BVP can provide that, you know, that real engine room of, you know, what you're doing, what's working, you know, what can I adopt now? That's my stretch. I can do that later. And also, yeah, when we get that kind of information, we can create hubs and sharing best practice and all these different things that are really important. And then we need to start taking that conversation broader. You know, there are lots of things outside of our sphere of influence as a sector, you know, such as travel, such as the big scope 3. If we all did our own scope 1 and 2, we wouldn't have to worry about scope 3. There's a lot of things that we are going to be somewhat reliant on other sectors playing their part. And, you know, one would hope as well, there's going to be some elements of technology that can come along and help as well. But, you know, we've really got to, and we are, you know, sitting back, taking stock, making action now, because we've got to act. But it will never be quick enough. It will never be enough. But you know, you've got to start and you've got to keep going. So the BBEP, the interesting sustainability sort of blends into all of the groups, you know, because clearly it's different for a festival, outdoor festival, than it is for a purpose-built exhibition center, you know, but everybody's sharing what they're up to, everybody can learn from each other, and it overlays all of the different groups that we've got within BVEP. You know, we've been asked, you know, should we have our own sustainability group? And I go, no, you know, let's you know, within the headline groups that we've got, you know, indoor, outdoor, skills advocacy, and all those different groups, it's that they really should be part of everything that we're talking about. And then that can get cascaded into a hub. So hugely important. And it's not as simple as it first appears, but that is no reason to not keep trying to do the best you can.
Absolutely. No, and I think from speaking to you today, it's pretty obvious that you're going to carry on doing the best you can for the sector. So, no, thank you very much for your time today, Chris. Much appreciated. And, best of luck with everything.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you reaching out and giving us a bit of voice. And there might be some new announcements coming up as well. There's other things that have come out of the strategic plan that will be coming through in the coming months. We just need to get our ducks in a row. So, but I'll be sure to hopefully look forward to another interview where I can talk those through as well.
Absolutely. No, you can come back on any time.
Thank you, Paul.